I am an everyday a touch of mascara kind of gal, though I love a full glam moment. So whether I'm simply just adding my Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara by Thrive Cosmetics, or adding their highlighter, eyeliner, or eyeshadow to my full glam, Thrive has been my go-to since 2020 for most of my makeup products, so that's why I'm so excited that they're sponsoring this episode. And why do I love them? Well, not only is their quality and their application just chef's kiss, but also the causes they support. In fact, it's in the name, Thrive Cosmetics. C-A-U-S-E Medics. Thrive Cosmetics and Bigger Than Beauty Skincare exist to empower their customers, employees, and giving partners to live their most confident lives. And so they believe in responsive giving. And so thanks to your support, they either donate their high performance products or much needed funds to help communities thrive. Can't emphasize enough how great their mascara is. Their unique formula creates tubes around each eyelash to lengthen them. Plus, it's incredibly easy to remove. Just a gentle wash with warm water, and it doesn't leave any smudges. The nourishing ingredients also support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. And let me tell you, as someone with blonde eyebrows, I really do appreciate the natural look of their Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner. This easy-to-use waterproof pencil holds like a wax and blends like a powder. So just a few strokes to the line of your brows and fill in any sparse areas, and it comes with a little spoolie brush to lift and tame your brows afterwards. So with 8 shades to choose from, you'll always find the perfect match for your natural brow hair color. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/magic. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/magic for 10% off your first order. As someone who is so excited to garden this spring, yet really wants top quality soil, I'm really excited to introduce you to Coast of Maine, which is an esteemed brand renowned for its organic soil offerings. And if you're seeking to infuse your home environment with a nourishing essence that promotes flourishing plant life, you're gonna wanna listen to this, because with over 28 years of expertise, Coast of Maine has meticulously crafted soils sourced from oceanic waters and farms certified for organic cultivation. It's so nice to find such a sustainable, eco-friendly brand who really emphasizes the importance of natural ingredients to enrich their soil. And I mean, they have, like I said, top quality. With rigorous quality control and OMRI listed certification, their diverse range of products caters to all gardening needs. Most of our soils may lack appropriate nutrients for success for our plants, and our plants need this. We want to regenerate the healthy microbes in our soils to set up for gardening success and just for our plants to thrive. So if we add Coast of Maine products, this will indeed help. Whether you're planting trees or shrubs or perennials in your yard, adding Coast of Maine soil in your planting holes leads to a long, slow feeding of your plants, making them self-sufficient and vibrant, which we love. Let's say you want a vegetable garden. Not only will you receive abundant harvests, but there will be less feeding and maintenance throughout the season. Amazing. You know that everything grown in Coast of Maine soil is organic and safe for your family and friends right out of the garden. And then you get to also feel good about their sourcing, as I'm so thankful they provide natural ingredients, because they will never include household waste or biosolids. And we know that nothing nurtures the world above better than the soil below, cultivated from products and practices rooted in Coast of Maine. And so they will continually perfect the art and science of sourcing, mixing, and composting products worthy of the people and the place that inspired their brand and the healthier world it was built to serve. Coast of Maine believes in nurturing relationships with local retailers. We love supporting local, and the products are carried by local retail partners who can provide advice and insight not found in big box stores. So Coast of Maine knows goes from beginner to expert. Anyone who takes a hand to the land has something to offer the growing community of gardeners everywhere. And their products make organic gardening simple and approachable so we can all garden. So let's get to growing. Visit coastofmaine.com to find a local retailer near you. That's Coast of Maine, like the state with an E, coastofmaine.com. All that I intend to do in 2019, my soul indeed told me that I need to tap more deeply into this warrior goddess energy, which is very yang, my most yang side, in fact. And also, when I say warrior, by the way, I don't mean bloody battle or fighting or heightening negativity and tearing people down. I think of her as standing strong in her truth, like a superhero, and being strong in her choices and in her power. Now let the magic begin. Hello, Soul Tribe. It's Raquel, and happy New Year's Eve. Happy 2019, or perhaps happy later 2019 if you're listening to this well after the sun has finished its revolution around us. I am so thankful for all the feedback of and love from last week's podcast, Solo Soulful Podcast, answering a lot of your questions, in which I will answer some more today. And I hope that this is also fun and insightful and sparks a tingle of excitement and curiosity for the new year. I know some people are like, why celebrate or make goals and resolutions during this time of year? It's just another day, like any other day. I mean, you know, only 10% of people only stick to their New Year's resolutions anyways. So this is just arbitrary. Why not do March 5th? Well, okay, yeah, that's a wonderful argument. But one, well, you do you, boo-boo. If that works, beautiful. I know that the idea of this day being arbitrary is just what resonates with some. But I'm not one of those people. And also, I don't really believe that only 10% of the entire population was surveyed in order for us to know they accomplished their resolution. I don't know where that number came from. I feel like a lot of percentages are just kind of pulled out of thin air or used in a small sample group of research. But when I was, you know, on my health journey forever ago, I indeed succeeded with the New Year's resolution. So I'll always have a soft spot for it in my heart. And now the past few years, I've just been shifting more into intentions more than resolutions for the new year. And as my intentions will just manifest more greatness than I can even fathom in this seat that I'm sitting in right now. And also, how beautiful is it that millions of people are choosing on this day to do something better for themselves, and just how magnetic the energy of the atmosphere is in this world when we're all thinking about doing something better for our souls and for the world. And all people need is just a little more accountability and a stronger reason why, which I'll get into way later in this episode. But the why is everything. Why they want to begin their health journeys, or why they want to start a business or release their music or release their books, write their books. You know, how beautiful and profound is it that most humans are sitting there thinking of a way to better themselves and their souls to live a more peaceful and happy 2019? I mean, of course, some people might be wishing for more money or greater health or lose a few pounds or more success, but what they're really striving for is more peace within themselves. And I am going to always be pro
whatever it takes to get them there, even if it's just this one day a year. So, in this episode, I promise I'd answer a few more questions, and then I'm going to talk about my 8 lessons from 2018 and also 9 intentions for approaching 2019. I thought that 19 intentions would be just a bit too overwhelming for me. And of course, I learned well over 18 lessons for 2018, but I just want to narrow and condense it down. So I know I can easily stick to 9 intentions for 2019. And of course, those will evolve and expand as I do throughout this year. And we all will. We'll all be evolving immensely and expanding immensely. And I'm excited to watch each other grow. And also, perhaps before or after this episode, you may want to do the same, what I'm doing, to reflect on your growth and perhaps think of at least 8 lessons this past revolution around the sun. And then take those and expand yourself, expand your being for 2019. I apologize if you hear the dog barking in the background and the roosters crowing, but allow those distractions to just bring you back into the present. That's what I do, especially when I meditate and I hear that dog barking. I love it when the roosters crow while I'm meditating. Anyways, speaking of expansion and evolving, we will be unlearning a lot about ourselves and really embracing our new self and our truest self in this season of our life. And so, to remind myself of this, I wrote this yesterday while I was looking at the ocean. She is learning to unlearn the old story of how others see her as worthy, as her change for loving her soul more deeply may have been her most empowering exchange. Short, simple, but where I'm at. For the New Year's Eve Yomi Review of the Week, hello, Packy J. And Packy J writes, an amazing podcast that has completely changed my life and my way of thinking. I am such a happier and healthier person because of the wisdom shared on this podcast, and can honestly say I don't know where I would be without it. Sending all my love. Packing J, I don't know where I would be without it too. And sending all my love to you too. This podcast, by the way, has also made me happier and healthier of a person. So you and I are on the same wavelength here. It also really helped me during that dark night of my soul season this year, believe it or not. And also, you all really did, all of you. And so thank you, Packy J. And I just want to thank you all for being here with me this entire year. And even if you are just tuning in this month and starting to binge it, or if this is your first episode, I'm beyond thankful for you just lending your ear and taking a peek interest in this, and perhaps hopefully all the episodes from the past and all the episodes in the future will help you continue to expand and grow and really find the love and the seed of your soul. So thank you so much. I'm so beyond grateful for you all, and I'm so excited to really flourish with you 2019 for a more abundant and loving 2019. And there's so many new things to come that I'm just so excited to announce in little sprinkles throughout the beginning of the new year. But, there's also a new sponsor, by the way. I'm really excited to announce this sponsor who is truly my latest love and obsession. And I'm not just saying that because they send me dollars to sponsor, which I never would take them only for money anyways. You know this, but I mean, I've turned down and dropped a few sponsors indeed, but this one, Tribe, I actually reached out to myself because I tried them and I fell in love and I was like, hey, I wonder if they sponsor podcasts. Oh, it looks like they sponsor podcasts. Maybe they'll sponsor mine. And it did. I fell in love just 10 minutes or so after I sipped my Athletic Greens. I felt so lit up with energy and vitality and power. I mean, it's called Athletic Greens for a reason, and it's because it has high quality and highly effective micronutrients our body needs to really just feel that athletic version of ourselves, that powerful version of ourselves in our bodies. And pro tip, by the way, it tastes real good with liquid stevia. I love it. And it's now a part of my breakfast routine, and also some days a midday pick-me-up if I need it, or to curb my cravings for sweets. But the best part, aside from the boosted vitality, is how it helps me digest my food more smoothly. And Tribe Athletic Greens is gifting you 20 free travel packs valued at $79 with your first purchase. That's right. Seriously, the best greens on the market. So just go to athleticgreens.com/magic and claim your 20 free travel packs. That's athleticgreens.com/magic. And now it is time to let the magic begin in the solo soulful episode, transitioning the magic of 2018 into 2019. All right, so I figured I would answer some questions before I lead into my lessons of 2018 and my intentions and magic creations for 2019. So, the first question, which I intended on answering last time, but I'm gonna answer it first this time. And this is from Jessie Sarah, and she asked, how to maintain a positive mindset while being around negative people? Exclamation point. Oh, Jessie, I know that high-stressed and negative people can be so infectious, and it's a challenge and a half, I'll tell you, when you are surrounded by it, especially if it's your family. Trust me, I know. I love my family dearly, but some of them are very stressed out. But because it's hard, because it's the people that you love and you're close to, and you just feel like you want them to know what you know and to wake up. I get it. But they won't wake up until they're ready, you know? And I can imagine also if you are in a space full of coworkers who are negative, because you feel as though you just have to be there since, you know, that's your means of moolah right now, making the moolah, and perhaps you like it. I mean, if you don't, then that's an easy solution. I truly suggest you get out of that situation and trust the universe and ask the universe to guide you towards a career that you would truly enjoy, full of positive people. And, you know, when you feel comfortable to do so, some people really would rather feel financially stable enough or have saved enough before they leave. Me, on the other hand, I would just do it. But I don't want to tell you how to live your life. I just want you to know that you can, and if that environment of work is too toxic, to just leave, because it's just not worth it. But as far as your close friends go, if your friends are becoming too toxic and their cynicism drags you down a bit, it's okay to take a step back and somewhat distance yourself. You don't need to fully drop them, but sometimes we feel bad and we fear hurting someone's feelings. But also remind yourself and remind your soul that it is more than okay, and they'll be more than okay to take a step back a bit. Because that's not fair for you, and it's not fair for them, for you to be resenting their negative energy while they're there. And you can let them know that you love them and that you are so thankful that they are in your life or have been a beautiful part of your life, but you're looking for more peace on your path. I would not point any blame at them, as that will only trigger them, and they may not be in a state of mind to really listen or fully understand where you're coming from, but they'll get it. They'll definitely get it. And you can just easily say that, you know, I'm looking for more lightness. And sometimes that word might be weird for people that are not like-minded. So maybe you were looking for more peace or happiness. I mean, that makes a lot of sense, that people can get on board with, and that you intend to really surround yourself with that positive, peaceful energy. But if you do know the person well enough and you feel like you can be brutally honest with them, give them some tough love, if that's your personality type, you know, I mean, there's so many different personality types of how to approach this. So just depending on your relationship with the person, then if you believe they'll listen, then do. But me, I tend to be like a gentle lamb, knowing that they'll get it as I kind of begin to do my own thing, which actually ended up influencing some friends to be a brighter and more positive person. And they didn't resent me for pointing any blame, of course. And as far as your family is concerned, you know, they love you so much. It's in their bones. It's in their blood. It's in their hearts deeply. It's in their soul. You made a soul contract with them. They love you. And if they see you are happier, then they are most likely eventually, you know, most families are going to jump on board with whatever positive light direction you intend to go. They may not jump on board with you, but they'll be clapping for you as you are clearly bringing and spreading more light in your life and in this world. And a few of you also asked, I noticed, about family struggles and how to shift this when your family is in a negative space. So since the questions were all similar, I will just continue with this and remind you that they may be your own blood, but they are their own human, and you are your own human, and you are your own soul. And perhaps this is just a life challenge to untangle that infectious negative energy they may deliver, as it does indeed heavily influence you because you are so connected to them. I mean, my dad, I'm gonna call him out because it's no secret. I love him dearly, and he is a brilliant and amazing human. But man, oh man, he gets stressed out and has a lot of fire in him. Some pent up anger. It's okay. It's his human experience, but he's got fire and a half. And he has no problem lashing out if he wants to and raise his blood pressure enough. He loves his road rage. He's got a lot of fire, which is funny because my mom is the exact opposite. Anyways, and when that happens, when his fire does erupt, what I do often is I walk away because I just can't be in that energy. And he does not like that. But then he ends up apologizing. And sometimes he doesn't get it when I walk away. So I do tend to stand my ground and just speak what's true for me in the moment. But in that moment, I have to do my best to distinguish my humanism or my ego mind thoughts that may have been triggered, which I usually do when I walk away so I can get clarity. But in that moment, if I'm standing there, I have to distinguish those ego mind thoughts from that of my truth. And when I speak my truth from my soul, it's always non-invasive, unlike my ego thoughts, and I will deliver it in a non-invasive way. And, you know, he's a smart man and he's intuitive and he can tell when I'm speaking from my mind or my truth. When I speak from my mind, it never goes over well and he just continues to argue. But when I speak from my heart and my truth, he'll calm down and listen because he can tell, he's intuitive, he can tell that I'm speaking from my heart. And yes, so it may be easy for him to erupt. He says he blames his Scottish blood. Apparently our Scottish Ross clan were one of the meanest, angriest people of the land. I know. So he blames that, but also it's just a fire in him and a fire that's simmering down as years go by. But he also, like I said, is intuitive enough to listen. And when I speak from my heart and soul, he listens. And if they're not like that, you know, then I would just walk away and spend your energy elsewhere because negativity is just so infectious and you don't want your physical vessel to be swept up in it. But of course, they're in your life. So take your own breather, take your own moment, take your own pause and silence and ask and pray. That's what I would do in that moment. Also, I am now aware that when I am around, just my physical presence, my dad feels so much happier and more at peace. He just turned 74 and I want him to live his best years ever. So I intend to be around him more in 2019, you know, bringing him more light and love and helping him out in ways he needs to as he gets older because, you know, he's helped me my whole life and that just is what feels right in my soul and the core of my soul, and I just love him and want to spend as much time with him as possible, even if he is a fireball. But I know how to stand my ground, and I know how to allow that energy when he gets in a negative space to affect me. Cheyenne LaFrance. Hello, Cheyenne. I love your name. It's so beautiful. Cheyenne LaFrance. And Cheyenne asks, I know it's not uncommon for our tribe to be misunderstood, but people who I used to think of as my closest friends in the whole world don't understand this path that I and the rest of the tribers are on. That's okay, but it's creating a lot of problems and pain in my life. All of my friends have the old mindset that I used to have, and I don't want to revert back to that. Has this happened to you? Did you try to make amends or move on? How did you do it? Thank you so much for everything you do and spreading so much love into this world. We all appreciate it so much. Cheyenne, thank you. I appreciate you. Oh, yeah. Oh, I love this cue because I get it. I've dealt with this heartache from being either misunderstood or just not accepted by a friend a few times in my life. And in fact, that is a part of all of us have that experience in life. And we really do, especially as we evolve and expand and grow into this higher state of consciousness. Not everyone will evolve with us and grow with us. And even if they are also on that path, perhaps you're supposed to be walking two different paths. And that can be really hard at first. But you do end up letting go and accepting it. I'm also kind of healing from one right now, in which I found after a while of holding on to hope to finally just let go, which has brought me so much more peace. And it also became abundantly clear to me that when I was showered with so much love from family and some of my oldest friends over the holidays once I made that shift. And those old friends, or what I would say gold friends, because, you know, some are also newer, they just are so true to me, and they live more in their hearts than in their minds when it comes to our friendship. So if people are giving you a hard time, they're living more in their minds than in their heart when it comes to your friendship. I've lost friends that don't accept my woo-woo-iness and spiritualism. And in time, you really do just let that go. Time really does heal all wounds, as trite as that saying is. It's just the truth. But I have friends who accept my woo-woo-iness and spiritualism and my diet, which they might be meat eaters and I'm not. But we're all wonderful shades of many different colors on this rainbow of life. And many of my close friends lead a completely different lifestyle than me, or somewhat similar, but they too have some different values. And all of us tribers have a range of different values and truths that speak to our souls too, though we're very like-minded in many ways, and that's what we celebrate. And so with your friends, celebrate what bonds you, but you don't need to change them as they might be inspired by your path. All of our human experiences are supposed to be different, even if we are all the same when it comes to the depths of our soul. We all have different lessons to learn and different forms of uneasiness and different paths for growth. I actually wrote this while staring at the ocean that I thought might help you in some way. I know while you're sitting on top of this seat of pain, you may wish you could either press rewind and walk a different path, or press fast forward and make it all go away. But if you were to change what had happened, change a damn thing, then you wouldn't get to experience the present of the present, as expansion happens in the unsettling, in the uneasiness, where all the growth of becoming makes you that much more hypnotic of a human being. So Cheyenne, I promise most of your expanded friends will indeed come around and not only accept your direction, but they may find their own way in their own time and be inspired by you. And perhaps as you bloom and thrive this upcoming year by listening to your soul, because, you know, that just naturally happens when you do this with little to no effort, then so while you're doing that, allow them to be inspired if they're open. And if they're not, then that's okay. Perhaps it's time for this relationship to fade, as hard as this might be to hear, but to let them go. Because if their energy is really not serving you and making you sad, it's going to be painful a bit, but you will let them go. And perhaps they were only meant to be there for a season of your life. That's something I've accepted in life, and it's beautiful. And then you don't really resent them, but you just see that season as beautiful. You know, you learned what you learned from them, and you laughed with them, and you cried with them, and you grew with them in some way. And now it's time to move forward and meet and love new people that are more aligned with you in this season of your life, which also will naturally happen as we're often surrounded by people who are somewhat of a reflection of us. You know, they're more like us in the vibration we're carrying right now. So it's okay. The universe has always got you, and it also has got them, because none of us are better than the other. So perhaps you're very expanded and involved, and that's just not where they are right now. So the universe may see it is best for both of you to move forward so they can not be resistant to that path, or whatever the reason is. But they may come around, they may not, but energetically just send them love and let them go, and I promise some new beautiful people will unfold. Dear souls who are looking to rejuvenate and revitalize their human shell for optimum performance in your mind and in your body, well, Four Sigmatic must be on your 2019 bucket list. It's just a must, seriously. They have changed my world. And I truly, truly believe in the power of not only mushrooms, but the quality of shrooms Four Sigmatic provides for all of us. And I do have a theory that since I haven't had coffee this month of December, I know, crazy, right? But I haven't had coffee this month, and perhaps my mushroom elixirs have helped me wean off coffee a bit, because I just add them to hot water or add them to my smoothies, especially cordyceps for that extra boost of natural energy without caffeine. I'm in love. But for the health fanatics who love their daily dose of coffee, well, these mixes are for you to optimize your health and prevent you from experiencing the common coffee crash or jitters, which is not fun. I love all of their mushroom elixirs and the mushroom coffee mixes, which I will continue when I have coffee again, and also their matcha teas and their delicious treats like chocolate and hot cacao containing the power of shrooms mixed together. Hello. And they make these mixes so extra special and delicious. I've fallen in love with their focus shots with my personal favorite mushroom, lion's mane, which helps keep you focused because, like I've said a million times on this podcast, Buddhist monks drink lion's mane to enhance their focus. And if the Buddhist monks do it, you know they're in tune and always onto something. And also, to wind down, I love the classic reishi mushroom because it's like liquid yoga. And just honestly, any of the Four Sigmatic shrooms, because all of them will help enhance the health of our brain and our heart and immune system and gut health and lower our stress levels, unlike coffee. So perhaps it balances the cortisol, y'all, and also assist with weight loss and metabolizing our fatty compounds, and a coffee that will actually help give us glowing skin, which coffee usually dehydrates it. So there's another bonus. They also have new products coming out all the time, so keep a lookout. Check them out right now, see what's new, or reorder some of your favorites if you've been ordering them with our promo code. In the link in the show notes, go to foursigmatic.com/soultribe. That's foursigmatic.com/soultribe, and enter the discount code SOULTRIBE. One word, no spaces. SOULTRIBE for 15% off of your magical coffee and mushroom elixir order. Soul good. Enjoy your mushrooms, enjoy your coffee, and thank you for Sigmatic for continuing to sponsor this podcast and make this podcast possible. Now, on with the show. All right, Gina Cabrera says to talk about your retreat. I'd love to hear more. Ah, yes, Gina, would love to. So if you are unfamiliar with the magic goddess of Bree Melanson, who is truly a walking earth angel here to help people not only connect more deeply with their souls, but tune into their spirit guides more, well, then listen to the three podcasts I had with Bree. One was back in March and the other two in November, and one of them in which she channeled, and it's honestly quite phenomenal. So because of her gift, I kept getting all these signs to ask her to do the retreat with me, my first retreat, which, you know, I had plans actually with some other guests that it didn't quite work, maybe another time. But it's because this one with Bree was supposed to manifest as her and I have a very strong synergy in this season of our life when we're together. And it's just amazing what power comes to you when you're with someone that sees it and brings more of you out to you, if you know what I mean, if that makes any sense. But yeah, to know more of you. I think that's beautiful. Plus, she has years of experience doing retreats and workshops, and that will be so helpful for me on my first one. So, and I have experience in Bali since I lived there for a long time. But me, I only have, as far as group-wise, experience leading many yoga classes and meditations for large groups of people. And of course, the spiritual and wellness podcasts. So I thought it was just an easy guidance to do this retreat together with Bree, which, by the way, takes place in Bali, July 22nd through the 26th, and I'm just so excited to go back. I haven't been there since, you know, I lived there most of 2016 through the beginning of 2017, before I moved to Hawaii with Ali. You can even look back at my old Instagram pictures that are very oversaturated, but it's me frolicking around Bali. And, you know, I keep seeing Mama Bali in my dreams and smelling her, and I know she's calling me back. So it's going to be a very powerful time when I go back and share her magic with those of you attending Bali. Yeah, Bali also really heightened my senses to connect with nature and my spirit, and also the astral plane, which was really cool. So it's very strong there. I felt I was often healing and meditating and just releasing many old patterns and traumas without even really knowing that I was doing that. It just instantly happened. And then when you land in Bali, you almost feel like you're under a spell and you feel like a completely different human. So during the retreat, I want to heighten these senses. And also, this is what you can expect. I'll read what's on the site. I wrote, dear souls and listeners of Your Own Magic, this retreat is for you, for us, to connect, hold space, do yoga with one another, connect with nature, meditate, powerful breath work, spiritual rituals, Bree channeling, clear energetic blockages, Bali excursions, record podcast message if you desire, dance, write, create, infrared sauna, swimming pools, eat high vibe plant-based goodness, deepen connection with fellow yomis, and tap into your own magic. And Bree's really good at helping people manifest more abundance in their life, in which we will also be doing, which is really exciting. So yeah, my soul's sole purpose for this retreat is to connect you more deeply with your own soul and intuitive guidance and nature. Plus, being in person with Bree as she channels in that magical space of Bali, oh, that's going to be, imagine how powerful it's going to be. It's going to be life-changing and transformative for all of us, to say the least. I'm also so excited for this to be my very first retreat. So feel free to check it out. I'll leave the link in the description. And I really hope to see you there, Gina. And perhaps those of you feeling called to too right now. And if for whatever reason you can't make this one, then don't even worry. There's another coming, and also one event too. So that will be announced next year, early next year, of course. But if you like to be at this one, because it will be the only one in Bali next year, and also the one with Bree, who is a spiritual medium and psychic, then you should definitely join this retreat. And I'm so excited to be forever connected with these beautiful souls, and also just grateful for my first retreat attendees. It's so exciting. So those of you who have signed up, I will see you in Bali. I'm excited. Hannah Michelle, What is your current mantra, motto, or favorite quote at this moment, and what your favorite moment of 2018 was? Ooh, I love this question so much, Tribe. Honestly, I'm all over the place when it comes to mantras and quotes and, also so many moments of 2018 were my favorite, but first I'll do my favorite moment of 2018. Ooh, that is so rough. Ooh, there's a few that come to mind. One was definitely talking to Byron Katie. If you ever go back to that episode, that was so profound and it reminded me of my light. Man, I had so many favorite moments. Like every interview I did were some of my favorite moments. Also, probably being in Scotland and just really connecting deeply with Mama Nature. That probably was my favorite moment. And just feeling connected to my ancestry in this incarnation. And learning a lot about my soul during that time. And yeah, so maybe Scotland was my favorite moment of 2018. It's also when I let a lot go and released a lot of sadness. And kind of like the end point almost of my crazy Saturn return. But mantra meditations, by the way, are my favorite meditations, in which I will definitely post more of those this upcoming year on the Soul Tribe exclusive site at yourownmagic.life. Just a sweet plug. But my favorite mantra in the present moment, well, it revolves around my theme for 2019, which is warrior goddess energy. As I really intend to strengthen her power even more in how I move and talk and walk and just embody the goddess light inside me fully. So my mantra right now is, I am strong, and also I am a warrior goddess. But that's only one of them. I also love to remind myself, like, I am healthy, I am beautiful, and just celebrate myself, which is also one of my intentions for 2019, which I will get into later in this episode. But as you may know, I talked about in the last episode, my 2018 was indeed a bit more yin, and I was more in a light goddess energy, which is beautiful, and it definitely had its place, but my soul is ready to light up this fire within in a very peaceful and heart-centered way, of course, and in a hyper-focused way, with all that I intend to do in 2019, my soul indeed told me that I need to tap more deeply into this warrior goddess energy, which is very yang, my most yang side, in fact. And also, when I say warrior, by the way, I don't mean bloody battle or fighting or heightening negativity and tearing people down. I think of her as standing strong in her truth, like a superhero, and being strong in her choices and in her power. And of course, I can't change my personality. Well, I mean, I guess I could. Everyone, we all can change our personality. We're not married to these personalities we color, because we do color them, our intrinsic selves. But I don't want to change this or repaint this personality. I really love me and my personality, as it is one that makes people feel good and lights up people and makes people laugh. But warrior goddess energy is it. It's hard for me to choose a theme like more abundance or more opportunity or more loving, as that just happens. I just receive more abundance and opportunity and love because I've welcomed it and I'm on that vibrational wavelength. And I know the more you tap into your authentic power, the more you'll receive it too. And so another good one would also be magnetic. I am magnetic, or I am in a magnetic goddess, or I am in my magnetic goddess energy. I really like that. But to remind myself of my strength and my yang is huge for me this year, and I'm really going to stick to warrior goddess energy. And my favorite, I have so many favorite quotes, it's insane. So I read this on my tea the other day, and it's just really stuck with me. Well, one is from my favorite song of all time, Let It Be. I have to remind myself of that constantly, but this one really resonates with my core, and it's with one of my favorite painters of all time since I was in second grade, because I didn't really know of any other old painters, but I really love Vincent van Gogh. I mean, who doesn't? Vincent van Gogh said, "If you truly love nature, you will find beauty everywhere." Oh, that is so true. That is so true. So that is one of my favorite quotes in the moment. I love this question so much. Thank you so much, Hannah, for asking it. Kira Peterson, what are your plans and resolutions for the new year? Are you going back to Hawaii? Ooh-hoo. I can't wait to talk about this with all of you. Wow. So, well, I'm actually in Hawaii right now. I moved back to Hawaii late October, which I think I slightly said in a couple episodes, but didn't really make a big thing of it. Probably because I'm in my yin and retreative energy. However, over the holidays, I did take a pit stop back home into Park City, Utah for 10 days or so. And the second that I landed, I felt this warm blanket wrap around me with tears in my eyes and chills up and down my spine. And I kept hearing the word home, home, home. I mean, I haven't been there in 4 years, so it was a big deal to land in that land. But now that I'm back in Hawaii, I also feel that home, but in a different sense. That is hard to put in words. But here in Hawaii, I'm definitely more in my yin. I love to watch the ocean, go in the ocean, hang out in forests or hike and just embrace Mama Hawaii and spend time with her, which is beautiful and healing. And when it comes to this type of nature, like Bali or Hawaii, it's basically been my routine for the past 2 years and something that I don't really intend and don't think I can ever change because that's my, you know, happy place. But I do feel very yin here, and I'm feeling called to be in a space where I feel more yang. So in order to just maintain the balance, I would like to ideally spend some time in 2019 here in Hawaii and other tropical islands, but also in Park City, Utah, where I can be with my old man and my mama, who's turning 60 this month, and my brother who just moved back to Park City, and I haven't really spent much time with him in a decade, and also his fiance, who I deeply connected with, and she's also been on a very strong spiritual path as well, and my nephew, who's moving back from Japan. By the way, my brother's fiance, Sandy's her name, or I guess my future sister-in-law, her numerologist predicted my brother to a T, which is so crazy. And, you know, they met on Tinder in August and now they're engaged. It's amazing. But her numerologist predicted all of this and she didn't believe him. And also he predicted all the guys that she dated leading up to him and so much more. So amazing. He apparently is in Arizona, by the way. So I would love to have him on the podcast. Let me know what you guys think about having another numerologist on. I would love that. But yeah, back to where I intend to be. So my folks have two places in Park City. Okay, this, I'm really excited to share this. This is like a big, literally a big move for me. And so I feel like I'm talking to a crowd of friends, telling them what's up in my life. So my family, they kept their old condo that my dad bought back in 1980 or in the 70s or something. And it's so dated. It hasn't been renovated since. It's got like green carpet and old wood and now yellow tiles, which were probably white once. And my dad says he hasn't had the time or the money to renovate it. Either has my mom. So I've been thinking about renovating it myself for not only them, but also to check this dream of mine that I've had since sixth grade to renovate a home. And it's in this prime location as it's at the base of one of the top and the largest ski resorts in the world, Park City Canyons Village Resort. And as I was calling in more abundance, this idea just popped in my mind to renovate the home starting in February after my lease in Hawaii runs out. So I can ski almost every day between the magical and tall Rocky Mountain trees and live my dreams of renovating and designing a home to my tastes. And then if they ever sell it, which they probably will within the next 5 years because it's renovated and they'll make a good chunk of moolah, I will not only get my money back, but also a percentage more. So it's like an investment. It will basically be my first investment, which is so exciting. And I can just stay there whenever I want in between my travels. And I have so much joy thinking about this. And if I'm there, I have easy access to fly to many places in the States like Sedona or Los Angeles or Carmel, California, where Brie is, or Portland, Seattle, which, by the way, I want to live someday. I love, love, love Seattle and Portland. And also, Austin would be really cool, or Houston where Christina is, and just so much more. And the flights are short. They're not a lot of money, unlike flying to anywhere from Hawaii. So I'm a travel bug, and that's always where my heart will be. And to have just like a nice stomping ground of my creation in between that is also set in nature and one of the most beautiful places in the States is also very ideal. And it's not my thing to just stay in one place in the season of my life. So I'm really excited about having that option. Plus, I can come back and stay in Hawaii anytime. Me and Jordan. Jordan, if you're listening to the podcast, hello, I love you. But she also has a podcast that you must listen to, The Balanced Blonde, Soul on Fire. And I've interviewed her a couple times on this podcast, which is so amazing. But her and I have been planning for a while now to retreat in Kauai for some time. And so we're going to do that sometime in 2019. So I know I'm coming back to my favorite island, and I can always move back to Kauai anytime. Perhaps maybe when I find a man to celebrate Kauai with. But the world is really our oyster, and it's just so fun to just go with the flow and the travel of life. I also would love to hold space for those in Utah who struggle finding their way in the state that is dominated and hyper-focused on a specific religion they don't feel called to follow. But all that aside, this all came to me in a meditative vision, and it's so exciting and makes a world of sense. Isn't that awesome? So that is, I guess, one of my resolutions for 2019, just visions for 2019, because I'm not too focused on goals or resolutions, but more so on intentions and visions for the new year, in which now I'd like to segue into my 8 lessons of 2018 and 9 intentions for 2019 after a short break that I want to thank you in advance for taking a few minutes to listen to for our new sponsor who has made this podcast episode possible, Athletic Greens. When I ask some friends or family to try my green juice, most react with a disgusted look on their face. But when they take a sip of my Athletic Greens juice, they instantly become a fan. Every time. So to me, Athletic Greens is synonymous with feeling good from the inside out. I know it sounds so cheesy, but it's true. Because especially you will love, love, love the feeling 10 minutes later. I do, at least, because I feel like my body lights up with energy and vitality and power. So I want to feel that first thing to break my fast in the morning. So Athletic Greens is part of my morning routine, and also sometimes midday if I need another pick-me-up or something to curb my cravings for sweets, which it's solid for doing that. Also, it's really been extra helpful since I've been giving up coffee this month and just giving me that extra boost of energy. I love it. It's called Athletic Greens for a reason, you know? It's also helped support my digestion when I drink it on an empty stomach, and I really can sense it as I become more connected and strengthen my body awareness. I can actually feel it support my digestion, as crazy as that sounds. But anyways, for the remainder of the day, I am just at peace with the fact that this one juice fueled my human suit with her micronutritional needs with 75 high quality and highly effective ingredients that support you in 5 crucial areas of health. Fuels energy, boosts immunity, supports digestion and gut health with adaptogens and antioxidants to help you manage stress and your mood and healthy aging. One scoop seriously has the equivalent of 12 servings of fruits and vegetables, and it does not taste like grass. It's actually the best tasting green juice I've ever had. Basically, I describe Athletic Greens as physical magic dust that nurtures my body and helps me perform at my best. Plus, this is such a bonus, it is 100% made from a place I love, New Zealand. So I guess we can all say it's kind of like a Kiwi magic dust. And Athletic Greens, the best juice on the planet, is offering you, dear listener, free 20 travel packs valued at $79 with your first purchase. I carried these travel packs with me to Utah and it made it very easy. It just contains one serving and I had one a day, sometimes two. It was perfect. So get your 20 free travel packs valued at $79 with your first purchase when you go to athleticgreens.com/magic. That's athleticgreens.com/magic, and let me know what you think. Thank you, Athletic Greens. You really are pure magic. And now, on with the show. All right, now for the remainder of this solo, soulful episode. Wow, 2018 was the year of learning how to navigate my Saturn return. And for those of you who are unfamiliar with what Saturn return is, well, it's the year that Saturn returns back to its axis in which it started from the time you were born. And it takes about 29 and a half years, but as it approaches and passes that point, so usually between the ages of 27 and 30, you receive a grand wake-up call indeed, and it is just a time where we face so much of that, of these energies that are bottled up inside that we may have suppressed since childhood, and it can be really challenging and really, really tough, but so necessary for us to move forward and truly expand into our 30s. There's a reason that 27 has been a prime age for many famous souls to take their life, or for people in their late 20s to suddenly change drastically, like they're going through a human crisis, because they kind of are, because it's rough. And if they don't know how to navigate or handle it, it can just be really hard. And according to my chart, I'm still in the midst of it. So I am aware that there are more hardships to come, because that's inevitable. But I am kind of welcoming it and loving it, as I know I'm honestly, I realize that after I become so strong after all these challenges, it's amazing. And I know I am coming into alignment with my soul's true path. That's why for those that are in their early 20s or younger, I would always advise just live and grow and enjoy life. And when it comes, when Saturn return comes, just welcome it and recognize it and know that this uneasiness is only allowing you to grow and expand you in this human experience. And so there's really no need to seek fully your soul's purpose right now, as that will become more evidently clear later. And just keep in mind, really your soul's purpose is just to experience joy. And so you'll find the joyous moments even in your Saturn return, and that you will be okay because we always come through. So keep in mind, everyone's timeline is also just so different. So some have shorter Saturn returns and others have longer ones. I actually remember mine creeping in late 2017, and then it just sort of spiraled a bit in the beginning of 2018, and it was kind of like this roller coaster and a half. So, and then I got to Scotland and I started to see more, like really see more and understand more and feel so much more clarity. So as I stay strong in my warrior goddess energy, I will be fine and stay true to me and my power. And during this experience, you know, I learned so much and I had to unlearn so much. So that's what that poem was for in the beginning of this episode. So here are 8 of my lessons for 2018. One is to focus on the thing that lights me up most in this present moment, the present of the present, which I learned recently from Jess Lively. But it's true, like focus heavily on the present, the gift of the present moment, and the thing that I'm most enthusiastic about. And when I do that in that present moment, my energy, my light, my life shifts instantly. It's hard to overcome things in a second or overnight, but we can find happiness and peace in a second. So to really just focus on a thing that lights me up most, the present of the present in that moment. And then two is to sit in the uneasiness or in my season of yin and retreat, as that is where growth and expansion happens. And I grew immensely and evolved immensely this year. I'm a totally different person than I was last year, and in a more beautiful and expanded way. And three, find what connects you to the divine, especially when things are falling apart. So for me, what connects me is silence in nature and listening to the birds and feeling the wind kiss my skin and yoga and, of course, poetry, writing it and reading it, reading others. And also you, the soul tribe, you are also a reminder of what is connecting me to the divine. And just listening, you know, if I see 444 or 44 or any similar numbers in sequence, like 333, 222, anything, those are little pings of reminders that, you know, they're with me and that I'm connected to the divine. And perhaps if I'm asking a question and I see that, then I receive an answer. It's amazing, but just finding what connects me to the divine is a huge lesson and a huge reminder for 2018 that I'm also going to push into 2019, of course. And also four is remember that the universe is designed to heal and create and give us the most beautiful life, because that we deserve it. When I would feel like stuff was happening to me, I would lose that sense. And then when I remember, like, oh, this is going on and this is happening for me, and that I can dance with the universe to help me create something beautiful out of this because I deserve a beautiful life, then that would shift everything. And then five, you know, people evolve and people change and they grow apart. They sometimes rekindle, but not always. And, you know, as long as you are surrounded by those that love you and see you, you'll be more than okay. And I felt so showered with love and abundance when I went home to Utah. And of course, that's one reason, another reason my soul's feeling called to go there. And also, I want to thank you guys for showering me with love and abundance. And I love doing the same for you, because we all need that and we all deserve that. And also remember where you come from. So do your inner child work and ask her what she needs, as in you're still tapped into that little girl or that little boy inside. And sometimes in moments when we need a little more clarity, or we need to find a little more joy or a little more happiness, we can ask that version of ourselves, like, what to do. And it will usually be something more playful or lighter, what to do in that moment. And that also really helps. Sometimes it will be like, swing on that playground swing. And it really does light up, spark a sense of joy inside of me. But also to do the inner child work, to reprogram old stories that may block you in some way. A lot of what Lacey Phillips has talked about on this podcast. So doing a lot of the inner child work, I mean, not just her, but pretty much every healer I've talked to always says, like, to shift the inner child. And also Teal Swan talked about it, you know, to do the inner child work. That's huge. And it really is one thing I highly recommend for you to really shift your world. And seven, the seventh lesson is, when you focus too heavily on something that the mind is chasing, like success or money or popularity or a person or whatever it is, then you are missing the real truth of what you're really seeking, which you can find in any present moment, the present of the present. So what you may really be seeking is peace and contentment and worthiness and feeling magnetic within yourself. So basically, if we think that we are focusing on, let's say our main focus, our predominant focus is more Instagram followers. Let's say it's more Instagram followers. What are we really seeking then? Perhaps we just really want to be seen. You know, we all want to be seen. And so we all think that maybe being more seen is in the form of fame and popularity. But really, if we focus on those who are really already seeing us, we find that peace and contentment and worthiness within ourselves. And then we kind of automatically become magnetic to more of that. And 8, pray every damn day. I can tell when I haven't prayed in a while, I feel disconnected. And when people ask me, I want to feel more connected, pray. So pray to your angels. I'll even do a prayer at the end of this to wrap this up. And also, I want to note that on the Your Own Magic Soul Tribe site, the exclusive site, which is yourownmagic.life, I do have guidance on writing a letter for our 2019 self. And one letter is actually for you to burn, in which I have many guided questions for you to answer and have you and your soul release. And just burn it into the ethers. And then another group of questions for you to ask your soul to tap more deeply and find the light of your intrinsic self to guide you into more clarity for 2019. And then also another paper for you to post somewhere and just remind yourself day to day from time to time what magic you will create in 2019. And so every day or every week you can remind yourself to do one little thing towards that creation. Plus creating your 2019 list to flow with. And, you know, perhaps you're someone who, like Lacey Phillips talked about, is a very specific manifester, so you can create a very specific list. Or if you're like myself, and you will maybe find less resistance to write something non-specific, in which I gave an example about on the site, and just allowing an idea to unfold more beautifully than our mind can even fathom. So creating a list is huge for 2019, and I highly recommend that you begin at least doing that. But I also will explore more of, you know, the one that I call Raquel, and paint her truth to the highest degree that she can possibly be this upcoming year, living her life to the fullest for the sake of her soul and her soul's mission. And I'll be doing this by, well, I mean, there's no formula or there's no recipe. We all know to follow what lights our inner being up, whether that be journaling or writing poetry or painting or exploring in nature or all the above. But what I did to prepare for the new year, and I posted this December 1st onto the yourownmagic.life exclusive Soul Tribe site, is just like a simple outline that I was doing all December to prepare for the mark of 2019 and to really color and heighten my senses for my intrinsic self for 2019 to really become more magnetic and be that warrior goddess. And the intrinsic self is the you that distinguishes the ego and the soul and silences the ego and follows the calls of the soul. And to be my most magnetic intrinsic self for 2019, I really wanted to pre-paint her almost, so she could live and have a most beautiful painting for 2019. And so here are some of the examples, and there are more on the site, but of course, meditate daily, visualization meditations, in fact, for my 2019. I definitely love to step inside my mind, inside my imagination, and visualize myself walking through 2019. Sometimes it's hard to see past March or April, but, you know, just walk as far as I can go in my mind, or listening to guided visualizations, which I do have some of those on the site for you. And also practice walking meditations in nature, as I feel like nature brings you more abundance with their energy as you walk through her, and she just brings you into your presence and embrace that present state and find more peace in nature. You know, perhaps overlooking the ocean or the lakes or seeing the rivers and the waterfalls and just contemplate my truth, you know, my present truth, and journal and write that intention list. And I see some of you posting your vision boards for 2019, which is amazing. And I love that. And I love creating vision boards and also beginning to watercolor and sketch my 2019 self. Also, just abundance of gratitude. Give gratitude for everything, every single day. You can never give enough gratitude. And the more gratitude you give, it's so true that the more things to be grateful for, you will receive. It's just the law of the universe, You know, it just is. It just is.
So doing all of that, I really got clear on my 9 intentions for 2019, and I'm excited to share them with you. One is to honor the following intentions daily or weekly or whenever necessary, and to make sure to review them on a regular basis, as it is so easy for it to slip from my mind, to slip from our mind. So yes, that first one, it's almost like, you know, when people say, what are your 3 wishes? If a genie were to grant you 3 wishes, you would say, I wish for more wishes. Well, this one, this very first one is to honor these following intentions. I want to make sure that I really follow these intentions, and that is an intention in itself, and that's why it's the first one. And then 2, do whatever it is I can do to celebrate myself and celebrate my soul daily, which often for me looks like retreating into poetry and writing and also reading others' poetry. That is huge for me. And of course, nature. Here in Hawaii, of course, it's standing and observing the ocean and hiking and just kissing the leaves and now rubbing the leaves on my skin. But when I'm in Utah, it's going to definitely be embracing the snow and skiing through the mountains. And I actually don't have a problem with the cold weather because I bundle myself up and it's just so beautiful. It's so white. Here in Hawaii, I'm really embracing the green of Mama Earth. And there it's just, it's all white. It's a wonder. It's a winter wonderland there. So to really embrace the different pieces of nature I'm in, and that allows me to also celebrate myself. And then remember my why. This is huge. If we don't go back to our why, our real intention for doing what we're doing, then really we lose motivation of what we truly want. You know, some people, for example, let's say your intention or your resolution or your goal or whatever you like to do for the new year is to grow your Instagram following. I feel like that is a lot of people I talk to these days. Well, if your why is, you know, in your mind to be more popular or famous, that's not a driver enough to influence an abundance of souls or whatever your why, why is your soul calling that in? Why, it's, there's nothing wrong with it, but why is your soul calling that in? Ask that why. And when you have that why and it's solidified and it's solid, then you are more likely to stick to those resolutions. You know, if it's to lose weight, it goes beyond looking good in your pants and impressing other people. There's something inside. Perhaps it's really defined. You'll feel more at peace within your shell. And that's beautiful too. Never hurts to strive for something. I think that's always so beautiful. So just to remember your why. And 4 is to set weekly intentions every Sunday to remind myself of my long-term and short-term goals. Because I usually am just like a fairy dancing in the wind. And if I don't remind myself, then it is just extra effort for my angels to send little reminders till I get it. Or I may be intentionally avoiding it out of fear, and that fear just builds. Or I also really do forget sometimes. And so if I don't revisit it, then I, you know, out of sight, out of mind, and that strongly desired idea will just float to another person, another source. So to remind myself and take action towards whatever it is every week, no matter how little or big the action is, and review what I did that week and set new intentions the following week. And 5, to hang out with my yang out. Oh, Brie told me that yesterday, that her friend came up with that, to hang out with my yang out. I love it. Because I do, like I said, intend to step into this warrior goddess energy and have a year of yang. So I'm hanging with friends and meeting so many new inspiring people to have on the podcast and to co-create something with and to expand this human experience and to have a retreat and meet lots of you and to do more for your own magic, to be with more of you. And as this is truly like my pride and joy in my soul this moment. So I know that this is not only so good for my soul, but to be more out there and really embrace my yang is so good for your own magic. And I want to expand this for all of us. So 6 is to also be thankful for and ask for more of. So to be thankful for and also ask for more opportunity. Remember, just my more of. I'm going to remember all the time to be thankful for
and ask for more of wherever I'm already at that I already enjoy, as the universe loves to just continue to give what you're really enjoying in this present moment. That's kind of my way of being grateful for all the opportunity I've already been gifted. I'm so thankful for more opportunity. And also for number 7, more inspiration of expansion. And number 8 is for more travel to new places and places I love, with more time settling as well. Travel more to other places and other states. And I've traveled all of Asia and I've traveled all of Europe. And when I was younger, I used to travel all of the states. But I feel like part of the solo travel, I should really embrace the states and travel more of the states as well. And when it comes to travel as well, like, yes, I make a long list of all the places I intend to go, and I may hit half of those, but sometimes some things are not even on my list, and somehow the universe just flows me there. Like, I didn't expect to go to Spain last year, or Thailand again, or Vancouver. I had no idea, but the universe just flowed me there. So it's fun to like give the universe an idea of where you'd like to go, but just also to see where you flow. I think that's really exciting. So more travel though. More travel indeed is an intention. And then number 9, pray every damn day. Pray every damn day in my own way. Usually closing my eyes and speaking out loud, or writing in my journal, or through my own poetry, or whatever comes through, but to pray every damn day. Because when you pray, it not only brings you to the present moment, but it brings more peace to your heart, especially in those challenging moments, or in those moments where you might feel a little lost and disconnected. And to shows your appreciation, which grants you more things to be appreciative of. Enough said. So, to wrap this up, this old year and transition to the new as the sun reaches its revolution around us, let's pray. And if you're not driving, take a moment to kiss both palms together, placing your hands at your heart in a prayer position. And close your eyes. Creator, the Divine Mother, the Divine Father, God, Universe, Spirit Guidance, we come to you with earnest and sincere hearts, and ask you to guide the way this 2019, to open a path to know the source and the force of life, and to be a source and a force of light and creation, and to be magnetic as warriors in our own energy of light. And may we recognize and remember who we are when we face challenges up ahead. Listen to you. And listen to our souls. May we thrive, and may we have the most abundant 2019 as we step into the paralleled options. May we choose the most abundant path, our own path, and be a light for more people this upcoming year. May we inspire and influence those in our life who feel a little lost in their own space of darkness. And may we be their light just by simply being ourselves. And please release and take away our energy of unworthiness or sadness or aches and pains that are stored away. Release them so we may wake up tomorrow and start a new day. A new year with beauty and grace and fearlessness, and be loved for our divine impulses to create more greatness and magic in this world. We are appreciative for all the help you are going to guide us with this upcoming year, to help us own our own light and tap into our own magic, to have the best and most abundant year of our life. We're listening. Amen. Aho. And so it is.